building on the north.
Somebody's passed out. Stupid. See, people are—they're calling the freaking local yokels because someone's passed out. This is ridiculous. I'm getting sick of this country. I'm gonna leave it and just go without telling anybody. I'm just gonna leave this country and forget about everything. I'm gonna go up there and be free up there in Canada. I'm just sick about this. Now, I know I'm kind of crazy in the head sometimes too, but I want to leave this country. There's nothing, you know, like as you say, there's nothing but white, you know, right wing wackos there here in the U.S. and it's ridiculous. Go ahead.
Roger, Roger. Well, Brandon. You're welcome in Canada, but remember we have a test. We have a test, and I'm writing the bank of questions, Brandon. One of them is going to be who is braver? Who is braver? Somebody at 20,000 feet pushing a button, dropping a 1,000-pound. GPS or laser-guided bomb, or a rug rider with some TNT strapped around his chest. That's a skill-testing question. Leave your patriotism at the door. Logically, who is braver, Brandon? Over.
Yeah, V7 KFM KC0 UWUS. Yeah, that's true.
Brandon,
let's see, there was another thing I was going to talk about. Oh, yeah. And for all you malicious QAnimers who are probably nothing but greasers or something like that, please clear off. Because the two of us are trying to have a QSO, but you guys are all interfering with us, and we're sick of this. So, you know, myself, I'm a marksman as well. You know, I think I should go to West Point because I think I'd be a good military leader. I'd point this country in the right direction. Over.
Brandon, there was somebody whose latex panties are on too tight. His voice was uncharacteristically high. And he was all over you like he would like to be if you follow my drift. Over.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, there's too much QRM, so I'm going to let you go. I'll give you a call back in about another hour or so. I'm just going to stay here and monitor. But if you're still around, I'll give you a call down another half hour to an hour, okay?
Okay, Brandon, good idea. Well, don't forget to announce to the world, because propagation from your end is different than from mine. And, of course, reciprocally also. Don't forget to announce why you're leaving. I'm leaving because of malicious interference by several stations, two of which I've been able to identify. K4RUB and Kilo Echo 9 Romeo Yankee, plus two or three others who have not identified. 7-3, Brandon, give me a call whenever the frequency is clear and you feel like it. I am monitoring. Kilo Charlie Zero Uniform Whiskey Sierra, my friend in Colorado. This is Radio Canada. Victor Echo 7 Kilo Foxtrot Mike. 7-3.
Yeah, 73 there, Carl. You have a good one, and I'll try and give you a call within an hour or two. If you're not on the radio, I'll just give you a phone call or something, and maybe the interference will die down by then. So 73 there, Carl. Radio Canada, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike. This is Radio Colorado, Kilo Charlie Zero. United we stand. 73, and we'll talk to you later, okay?
7-3, Brandon. The frequency is not quite clear. If you'd wait 30 seconds, you can take it and make the mess of it that you and most of these fellow mental vehicle defectives do on a daily basis. Wait, as they used to say in the military, wait for it. 7-3, Brandon, thank you for the call. Call again whenever, and I will pick you up when I hear you. Fine enough. 7-3, good afternoon from the west coast of Canada. The 7 Kilo Fox Mike.